October 13, 1921. All of the words of Jesus are founts which lead and spout toward eternal life. I felt oppressed, thinking that I am forced to say and write even the tiniest things that good Jesus tells me. Then, on coming, he said to me, "My daughter, each time I speak to you, I intend to open a little fountain in your heart, because all of my words are founts which lead and spout toward eternal life. But so that these founts may form in your heart, you must also put something of your own, that is, you must chew them thoroughly to be able to swallow them into your heart and open the fount. By thinking about them, over and over again, you form the mastication. By telling them to those who have authority over you, and as you are assured that they are my words, you swallow them with no doubt and you open the fount for yourself. And at the occurrence of your need, you use them, drinking in large gulps from the fount of my truth. By writing them, you open the channels which can serve all those who would like to quench their thirst, so as not to let them die of thirst. Now, by not telling them, you don't think about them. And by not chewing them, you cannot swallow them. So you run the risk that the fount will not be formed and that water will not spring forth. And when you need that water, you will be the first to suffer thirst. And if you do not write them, not opening the channel, of how many goods will ye deprive others? Now, as I was writing, I thought to myself, it is some time that my sweet Jesus has not been speaking to me about his most holy will, but about other virtues. I feel more inclined to write about his most holy will. I feel more of a taste for it, as if it was something exclusively mine, and his will is enough for me in everything. And my always benign Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, you should not be surprised if you enjoy more, and feel more inclined to write about my will." In fact, hearing, speaking, writing about my will is the most sublime thing which can exist in heaven and on earth. It is that which glorifies me the most, and takes all goods together, and the whole of sanctity, all at once. On the other hand, the other truths each enclose its own distinct good. They are drunk sip by sip, climbed step by step, and they adapt to the human way. With my will, instead, it is the soul that adapts herself to the divine way. It is not sips that she drinks, but sees. Not stairs that she climbs, but flights that she takes toward heaven in the twinkling of an eye. Oh! My will, my will! By just hearing it from you, it brings me so much joy and sweetness. And as I feel surrounded by my will contained in the creature as if by another immensity of mine, I feel such a taste that it makes me forget about the evil of the other creatures. You must know that I have manifested to you great things about my will, which you have not yet chewed well and digested, in such a way as to take all the substance and form the whole mass of blood in your soul. Once you have formed all the substance, I will come back again, and I will manifest to you other things, more sublime, about my will. And as I wait for you to digest them well, I will keep you occupied with the other truths which belong to me, so that, if creatures do not want to make use of the sea, of the sun of my will in order to come to me, they may use little fountains and channels to come to me, and take for their own good the things that belong to me.